Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, talk to us here.
Yes.
This is so encouraging, hearing from Gene and what's taking place.
Yes.
I mean, talk
Gene
to us.
Gene Rosenbaum, a great friend of ours, sent me correspondence, and he wanted to let us know that Birmingham Jewish Federation put out this article that just, is so encouraging to Christians and believers, because this is a Jewish brother in our community that stands with us as we stand with the Jewish community. And he wanted to let us know about a publication that just went out that basically was notifying the plight of Christians that are being persecuted all in the Middle East. And the article is written from a Jewish man who says, listen, on Christmas, I don't celebrate, but on Christmas, I stand with the Christians because so much of what's happening in the Middle East about their torture, about how they're being persecuted, how they're being killed, is not being reported at all, and they're no one's standing with them, and we want to publicly stand with them. And I thought that was just so awesome.
Yeah, because
awesome.
That's definitely with VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. We stand with Israel. We stand
yes.
with the Jews. We as a matter of fact, our driving force is, standing for God and country in that order, mm-hmm. and for Israel and all of our Jewish friends, in the Gulf Coast and in America
yeah.
And in Israel.
Yeah, this publication yeah. says that the U.S. Center for the Study of Global Christianity has estimated that 100,000 Christians die every year because of their faith. And so it's important that we stand with believers, and it's just so encouraging, because we're constantly, Drake said, we're standing with Israel, we're supportive of our brothers and sisters, and it's so wonderful to know that they're standing with us as well, and that's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and some of our just so much has been birthed out of Israel. My call was in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
My call for what we're doing today, came in Tel Aviv at the side of the Galilee about 3 o'clock in the morning with jet lag, and sitting just pondering the Galilee.
There's nothing like being in Israel.
I encourage you.
Yes, if you're a Christian, go to Israel.
Yes, I encourage you. We got friends of ours there, and I know that Avi would love to be able to host you, and you get a chance to be there, and you can minister while you're there. You can minister to the Jewish people, and we do good ministries, and take a tour, begin to pray, be at the Western Wall, and begin to you can't explain it. I know that recently, I think it was the mayor of Jerusalem, they took the former, not Miss Americas, but like the leaders of those pageants, the ones that have, I think it was. It was all the ones that won over the years.
Mm.
You can tell who won more recently than the other. And so
I didn't say that.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant because he said that every one of these ladies have, millions of Twitter followers. They have millions of followers that follow them. And we knew that if we could introduce them to Israel and what we stand for, and just all you got to do is show up. If you show up and skip past all the secular views of Israel and all the secular news views of Israel, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy what you're saying about it. It's not true. Yeah. It is so not true. I'll never forget that this one reporter that was there for years in the White House, and she was always on the front row. She was always asking presidents different questions, different presidencies, but it wasn't found out till way later on. I don't know if it was under the current president or under George Bush or whoever it was. But she was totally against Israel. She thought that they were occupiers and they needed to go. And she said terrible things. And they had to just when she had to. I mean, she's like, I don't know, she's like 90 or something by this time. But she was removed from her office. But all that time, that voice against Israel was sitting on the front row.
Wow.
Well, VFN TV, we're for Israel. You don't have to guess.
That's right. We are
for Israel, and we're for humanity. But we're not for folks who are against Israel. We have to tell them you can't. Yeah, you don't mess with the apple of God's eye.
Mm-mm.
And besides, Israel, we have so many programs on how Israel's blessing you, blessing the nations. I mean, God said, you will be a blessing to the nations. We have program after program. You can watch it. You can go to VFNTV.com, and up in the menu it says VFN program, TFNTV program. You drop it down. One says radio and one says television. You hit that television program. You can watch some awesome things that have been done, talking about how they provided for medical and water and just meeting to the nations, yeah. So many different things.
Greg, to date we have over 600 highlights just on Israel alone.
Yeah, a lot of segments, because we just need to be informed, because ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. The apple of God's eye, the ones who gave us the scriptures. Jesus is Jewish, and he came, obviously, you know, from Israel, and God is going to open the eyes of the Jews and save them in such a powerful way that you better catch up, because they understand so much in regards to what's going on. And he said, if they can be brought back into the branch again, you know, and if we're they're original branches,
right?
And we are grafted in branch. Imagine, you know, it's going to be just, it's this beautiful family. I mean, there's no Jew, nor Greek, nor Gentile, nor male, nor female. We're all one in Christ
one
Jesus,
man.
And standing up for Israel. But also, if you haven't yet heard JJ, you need to hear JJ, yeah. Because Jesus and the Jews. When you start seeing things, looks like it's going all good, and everybody's going to get all this kind of things and stuff, you need to ask the question, what about Jesus and the Jews? In other words, what's going to happen with the Jews in this, and what's going to happen with the Christians, which that would be Jesus, JJ. And so, because quite often, what you see is when there's oppression taking place of a people, somebody else is benefiting from that oppression. And so people, when they were pushing the First Nation people west out of their homes and off their plantations and stuff that they owned, people didn't complain too much because they were getting their stuff and their things and their houses and all that kind of stuff. And so you got to look, you know, when you see somebody, you know, have this huge benefit going on, you got to find out, you know, where did that gold come from? Did it come from the teeth of the Jews who were being oppressed, that was pulled out of their mouths on the way to the train, to the camp, the ghetto, to the ovens, to the mass graves? I mean, this is reality in our history. And so if you shouldn't be personally gaining from any person's oppression, just let it go, and then tell your representatives, don't stand, you know, stand for any nation that would do something like that. But some of the things that's happened, you've got to read that book by General Boykin and Kamal Saleem, because it'll begin to broaden your perspective. There's going to be something potentially based on what they're saying, and it's a faction book, you know, facts and fiction. But everybody's looking left, and there's something about to happen that's on the right hand. You know, they say, you know, watch the right hand, because the left hand is just distracting you. And there's a lot of distractions going on right now in the Middle East. And everybody, I mean, you just think Iran is getting nuclear weapons so that they're going to come against Israel. But there's a twist to that. There's a turn to that. And part of that is a Washington, D.C. being harmed. And we don't want that to take place. We want to wake up and just say, dear God, bring a third great awakening to our country. You know, prevent any of this from taking place. Save our president and his family members. Save Congress. Lord, turn us around. And God can do that. God can do that. Remember at 9/11, you know, everybody, all parties came out on the steps and turned to God and began to pray. I mean, it can happen. But what happened was, you know, that's some things that are taking place right now. And we're all thinking it's this way. And it could be the other way, but if we're incapacitated as a nation, we won't be able to respond to it, and gross darkness could spread over the face of the earth in a rapid, rapid way. Including part of it is all of a sudden that America no longer has any exported or imported oil from anywhere.
Mm.
It would all be in the middle. Listen, I got good news for you. Our Lord is returning soon. You can find out more at VFNTV.com. We're excited about what God is going to do. He's letting us know so we can pray, say, dear Lord, that you would prevent that you would send revival. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear us from heaven, and he will forgive our sins, and he'll keep America. He'll restore our land, and that is what we need to do. We need to just focus on him, and it's going to be a powerful thing. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.